morning sun shines on the gleaming hide of a muscular ranch horse. The aroma of bacon and coffee drifts from the wood cook stove at a cow camp. Silver spurs jingle as the men and women of the West get set for another day in the saddle. From the heart of Canada's finest ranching country, this is the Spirit of the West with rancher and horse trainer Hugh McLennan and his collection of music, poetry, and conversations with the folks who live and work with horses and cattle in the Spirit of the West.
You've noticed that the news and social media have been flooded with stories about politicians. And sometimes I wonder if our part of the culture of the West is even understood by any of them. Do they have any idea what a Westerner really is? Well, be sure to check out today's Cowboy Poetry Spotlight.
He's not impressed with Donald, Leonardo, Brad, or George, but admires Wilfred Brimley, because Wilf team ropes and eats porridge.
There's a lot more to that one under the title of What is a Westerner with Doris Daly. And, you know, I've often wondered why some folks who are pretty bright and hardworking wind up in a pretty comfortable financial situation, while others who are just as bright and hardworking never get to that same comfort level. Well, check out today's Rangeland News.
Money is very much influenced by the messages and the experiences that we've had. Those messages come from various sources.
And on the Urban Saddles and Western Wear Horse Training File, a listener who has a new horse really likes him, but she can't catch him, and she's desperate. So I'll wade in and try to help. And we've got a couple of ranch gals who are on our recent Spirit of the West cruise, and they'll talk about life in a beautiful but pretty harsh part of the West.
She heard we were supposed to get another one. And did we get it? It was awful.
And branding season's in full swing around here. Got 300 calves branded and processed before lunch last week, and lots more coming up. And I can't go through this part of the year without reaching down for a sip of Ryan's branding beer.
We all ride out 6 a.m., friends and neighbors out gathering, driving cattle to the branding pen. I can't believe it's that time again. The herd just spits and the sorting starts, best horse in the gate, ropers on guard. If a calf makes a break to the open plain, I'd catch him pretty quick and drag him back in. Oh, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, ain't it a little early for Brandon beer? The crew moves in and the fire's lit. The boss lines out every man and kid. Daylight's burning and the irons are hot. You better get moving, first calf is caught.
Beer break.
Whoa, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, hand me one of those Brandon beers. There's a young kid roping off a pretty green colt. The boss says, son, now you keep a good hold. There's kids and dogs, crippled old man, working all around my branding pen. But the propane tank, it had to hiss. The bug-eyed colt, he threw a fit. Kicked that tank straight to hell. He sent it ringing like an old church bell.
Beer break.
Oh, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Pass me an ice cold Brandon beer. There's a calf we've been looking for. The last slick-eared, he's wild for sure. They'll stretch him out safe and sound, but probably put the brand on upside down.
Beer break.
Well, Brandon beer, a Brandon beer. I don't think I had one since last year. It'll wash down the dust in the pool around here. Well, ain't we bowed out of those Brandon beers? Oh, Brandon beer, Brandon beer, I don't think I need one till next year. I've washed down the dust, but the pull is still here. Oh, give me that one last Brandon beer.
Grab that front end. Where's that iron?
Have I done that one?
Yeah, used to sound just like that around here, too. Now, among the many interesting folks on our recent Spirit of the West cruise were neighbors Debbie Klimanek and Marilyn Leakes. So I hope I got your name right, Debbie. And they had a great visit with our support crew, Mark and Kathy. And I should drop in a disclaimer that parts of this story from Debbie contain pretty graphic content.
We had a brand new bowl. It was a $7,000 bowl. And they had, we get the vet out in the spring to semen test to make sure they're good. And everything was fine, and they turned them back out. And then when they went to gather the bowls, there was one missing. So we thought, well, maybe got out with the cows. We didn't know. And they were checking, my son and my grandson, they were checking left and right, and they could not find this bowl. Finally, it was maybe a month or so later, because nobody phoned and said, we got this extra bowl or whatever. Finally, a month later, there was a kind of a well cribbing down in the creek. Because we bought land off of my brother-in-law. He passed away, so we bought his place then. And it's right next to ours. So anyways, there was a well cribbing there where they had the pressure tank and the pump for the water system, eh? And the lid was kind of off. Did you hear about this?
No.
Oh my gosh, Marilyn. Smell something. Lo and behold, that bowl was inside the well cribbing, and we can't figure what happened. We figured maybe they got fighting, and he got pushed into this well cribbing and he died. And you know, that thing was there for years and years and years, because my brother-in-law fed cows in that area all the time, and nothing like that ever happened before. It was a real freaky thing. And so he was going to go down there and, well, what am I going to do with this thing? Because it was kind of decaying. And he looked down and it was just maggots all over. And he said, no way am I going. Mm. And finally, about when it was warmer spell here, before all the cold came in, got Danny Ostrogen from Miniberries to come there and dig out the well cribbing. Decompose, you know. And I said to Darcy afterward, I said, maybe if we would have left the lid open, because it was, you know, maybe it would have decomposed quicker, you know, for the air to, I don't know. Anyway, that was the weirdest and the grossest thing he ever seen. Yeah.
Well, there's more from a couple of very charming ranch gals and another favorite song about branding when the Spirit of the West continues right after this.